so on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I tell you, Louis Armstrong surely had a unique style, and I mean one that was captivating. But I tell you what, we thought that you all might like hearing him sing his song that meant so much to so many, What a Wonderful World, as we talk about doing what we can to make our world a better place. You know, speaking of making the world a better place, Jenny, one of the things that we look at is trying to keep it cleaner. And that said, what really is the issue all about when it comes to being sustainable and going green?
Well, a lot of people have asked, what does it really mean to be sustainable, and what does it mean to go green? And a lot of those go hand in hand. As far as the term goes, the term for sustainability is really just saving natural resources for future generations, and that's my definition of it. As far as going green, the best definition I have found for that is that it means to pursue knowledge and practices that can lead to more environmentally friendly and ecologically responsible decisions. Which is really what it's all about. We want to make decisions now that can help be a positive impact for the future. And I think a lot of people, I think that's what they're thinking about when they make the decision to go green.
And it sounds like that is something that is so important, not only for those of us who are on this earth right now or in the community right now, but for our descendants, our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One of my favorite sayings, it was a Native American saying, was that we do not inherit the world from our ancestors, and ancestors, we are borrowing it from our children.
Wow.
And that is just such a true saying, because our children are going to be the ones that have to clean up our mess, basically.
Yes, ma'am. Wow, that's powerful. We are borrowing it from our children.
Yes.
Wow. That is thought-provoking. Man, that just kind of makes you stand up and take notice.
It does. It really does. And when you think about it, it really, to me, that kind of brings it home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when it comes to that, you know, talking about our children, I know that you were sharing with me that you all sell the recyclable bins, et cetera. Have you been able to notice the interest that's taking place that is being shown by the various age groups? And the second part of that, does there seem to be one age group, whether younger or older, who tends to show a little bit more interest, or does it seem to be about even across the board?
It seems to be pretty even across the board, Carl. One of my favorite groups, whenever I go out to speak at different locations, are daycares. And the parents will actually come out to the facility after I've spoken in their child's class, and will tell me that their children have really been getting on them about recycling. And I teach them a little song, and they've taught the song to their parents. And it's just, it makes it a lot of fun for them, because they have really started getting involved. But it seems to me that the elementary and younger children really see the impact. And a lot of them are learning it in school now, and the older kids, they get involved in it too, but the younger kids just really seem to embrace it more.
And that's encouraging, because if we can continue to get the message out to our younger kids, maybe this will be a part of their lifestyle, it'll be part of their thinking, a part of their worldview as they get older. And what I'm saying is, I'm hoping that they won't lose interest as they grow old, especially because some of the older folks may not be, you know, getting it as quickly as we need to, and making a part of our thinking, part of our lifestyle, as quickly as we need to.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, because if those young kids can grow up seeing this as being important, period, not just to them, but to everyone else as well, I think that another 80 years from now, we could potentially have a much better world.
I think so. I agree with you.
So we're looking at ways to take part, and one of the things that we can do and make it a family affair, especially since the kindergarten, the elementary school kids are showing, hey, you get the word out to us about going green, we'll take part in it. And so we can make it a family affair as well. That said, I know that one of the things that people look for is convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are the things, some of the things that you all are able to do to make it a little bit more convenient for people so that they will go ahead and follow through on the message?
I guess really the important thing is for us, whenever we have families come out here, they really get involved together. And the parents are really teaching the children, and the children are, like I said, embracing it. They have a lot of fun with it. And that, to me, it's been a really good message for us as far as that goes. And then when they're out here, I know it's not exactly convenient to drive
mm-hmm.
somewhere, but it embraces more of that family time, too, because the family's coming out here together, the kids are getting involved, and the parents are seeing that.
You mentioned the drive out there, and of course that can be a little less convenient than just, well, quite a bit less convenient than just dumping it all in a big trash can and putting it at the edge of the yard.
But we don't want them to do that.
No, because there is an investment in health when we go ahead and take the extra ride. But one of the things that you all are doing to help cut down a little bit on that slight inconvenience is providing more than one location.
Correct. We do have a drop-off area behind the Evans Government Center on Ronald Reagan Drive. We do not accept the same amount of commodities that we do at our Williams C facility, and it's because of space constraints. We just don't have the available land that we do out here to accept as much. We just accept more of our more popular commodities in Evans than what we do here. I'm getting tongue-tied now. We don't accept as many items over there. We accept our more popular items at Evans, and then we have the expanded items over here
in
at Williamsview. I do apologize for
That's
that.
Right. And you mentioned that while we're thinking about it, it's on both of our minds. If you could give them two things, the address and the hours of operation.
Okay, our address, we are located at 1930 Williams C. Parkway. And to help your listeners not be confused with that, there is a Williams C. Parkway that connects Washington Road and Columbia Road, but now that also crosses over Columbia Road and connects Columbia Road to Lewiston Road. We're on that side of Williams C. Parkway. We're located next to Grovetown High School, the State Patrol Office, and the new Health Department and Animal Services Office that's just opened. Our phone number is 706-868-3352. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Pretty good hours, too, because even if for whatever reason a person is not able to get there before you close during the week, those are good hours on Saturday that a lot of people could easily get to.
Exactly. I would love to say that Saturday is our busiest day, but really every day out here is just as busy.
That is interesting. That is interesting. So 1930 William Few Parkway. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been out there lately, remember what Jenny just shared. There is an extended part of William Few Parkway now that is on the other side of Columbia Road. And they're on that newer side of William Few Parkway, not the part where you had Windmill Plantation and all of that. Not that section of William Few Parkway, but the new section, which is on up, I guess, what would that be, about half a mile to a mile?
Somewhere in about 2 miles.
About 2 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where y'all want to be going to get to the Columbia County Recycling Drop-Off Center. And again, the hours, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, closed on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then, of course, there are holiday closings as well. So you gave them the number, the phone number, so that they can just call just in case they don't remember that. But also, one more thing just before we move on, the web address again.
It is www.columbiacountyga.gov. And we are located under the government tab. and it is it's under alphabetical order. We are under departments L through R.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. What are some of the things that are done? You know, we bring the items out there, we separate them out, put them where they need to go, and then what happens?
They are then picked up by a company out of Augusta. They are taken to their facility where they are again sorted, and then they're sent off to the different end users. Our plastics are sent off to different plastic companies who remake them into bottles or detergent bottles, or even some of them take them and make them into buckets. I mean, it just varies. And the same thing with our papers. It goes to places like International Paper where it's just turned back around and put back on the shelf.
Awesome. So there is a lot of not only recycling of materials, but recycling of dollars within the community, too.
Exactly.
So this
is
having an economic impact. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, Jenny Hinton, for speaking with me today about recycling and keeping the county beautiful, keeping our environment cleaner and safer.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
I appreciate you. You all stay with me. I'll be right back.
What a wonderful